When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Welcome to Kicks for Kids Day. And today, by the way, is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Oh, when kids are involved, Ted's on it. That's
yeah, man.
What it takes.
For the kids today, all right?
Kicks for Kids Day. Now, Ted, suddenly, you're punctual.
Well, I noticed you sped up a little bit, too.
I did. I was trying to follow your lead. But, yes, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought that a horse-drawn carriage was a picture of a carriage drawn by a horse and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,364. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Not only are we playing Big Dummy, but it is Kicks for Kids Day. Right now, as we sit, we're looking at $14,871 that you have so far given to the kids in Mary's Place. They can wear a brand new pair of shoes to start the school year off right. Morning show absolutely crushed it.
Oh, that was great, man. Today. That was great.
I like it, man. Play whatever in the hell you want. Well, for a small fee that will be given to the...
What do they do? $169, play whatever. And when they said whatever, they meant whatever. Usually, you know, they put these guardrails on. It's like, well, don't play Taylor Swift. They play Taylor Swift. They played, Dead Milkman. I mean,
Did they play Bitchin' Camaro?
Bitchin' Camaro. They did. They played that this morning.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, wow, that is awesome.
It is fantastic.
That should go in the regular rotation.
And I'm glad they did that, man. You know, and the weird thing is, people are like, why are you playing Taylor Swift? Look, I don't like Taylor Swift. I can't even say I like her or dislike her. I'm 100% indifferent to her. But the point is, somebody that listens to that show on this station likes Taylor Swift.
Hey, look, man, I saw her in concert. She puts on a great show. It's not my taste in music, but I mean, there's no denying how talented and how good she is at what she does. Well, I mean, for the audience that she has,
what I would say,
she's much better than I think all the other options.
I believe that she would put on a good show, but I believe that when you've reached that level, like you said, Ted, with Morgan Wallen, right?
Yeah,
37. Semi trucks come in, it ain't going to be some pissant production. I'm sure the show is good. I would just ask, could you do covers of something that's not your music? That's all. I just don't enjoy her music, but I'm sure the show, quote unquote, is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, Carrie Underwood, incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. She goes out and does Guns N' Roses. She sings AC/DC. She's one of those just very good artists. I think Taylor Swift's in that same category. Morgan Wallen's in that same category.
Sure, sure.
I also think that if you like rock, Tool, Metallica is in that category.
Yes.
It just depends on the music you like. So right.
Tool,
if you like that,
I would separate Tool, though, a little bit. To me, their show isn't anything amazing. The music just is...
Right. Kind of just takes you there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're like the musical version of the Sphere.
They are.
Like, you just kind of get lost in it.
Matter of fact, Metallica might actually go and do a residency there.
Really?
Not Tool, but Metallica.
Actually, I will say this about one of the Tool concerts Ted and I went to. We had the opportunity to sit with, like, fourth row. All right?
Correct.
And we're like, hell yeah, man. Kind of bragging. Everyone like, oh, yeah, we're down front. So we watched the show. It's a fantastic show. When the show was over, everyone who's sitting behind us was like, was that not one of the best shows you've seen? And they're talking visually. And we're like, it was all right, man. But, I mean, the band itself, they played great. Apparently... they had all this stuff going on the stage, but when you're that close, we could not see it.
Yeah.
So we actually missed out on
good
part
point.
Of it. I mean, right. Everybody was like, dude, that thing they did on the floor with the lights. And we're like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you didn't see that? Apparently, that was like one of the highlights of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So mental note, next time I see Tool, I'm going to sit a little farther back. Because we missed
probably
all the cool action.
So, Mary's Place, they take care of a lot of kids in the area. They have more than one location. And as far as their shelters are concerned, the idea is to put a brand new pair of shoes on kids headed to school. The good news is, if you're a Chuck kid, a Vans, Nike, whatever you like, the kids get to pick out their own pair of shoes and their own style. So the idea is to get enough shoes for 400 kids. So if you could, head to KISW.com, donate what you will. We're going to ask you one favor today. If you want to play Big Dummy, do us a favor when you're done. Even if you only have $5.
Yeah.
Just do us a solid and go there and donate some money. Even if you're one and done, whatever the deal is. Just
if you're one and done, you should give them more.
Kick us a little cash because we want to hit that goal by the end of the show. Not only that, they take anything that we spill over and use that for other things for the kids.
Yeah, the kids need more than shoes. Today's about the shoes.
It might be a pair of socks. Whatever they need, they try to take care of those kids individually based on their needs. So the higher we can go.
And Billy needs to stop eating glue.
Yeah, the better off we are. So please, KISW.com, donate what you can. We're going to try to get at least to the goal by the end of the show.
Yeah.
So that's how that's going to work. The head chef's back, by the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, talking kids. But
we are.
Talking food that kids love that adults also enjoy.
Correct.
And there's a bunch of those.
It's kind of a funny thing. I discover when the kids were much younger... because you start rebuying things that you have not purchased in years and years and years. I didn't discover a lot of those. I've had my fill of Oreos. I had not bought Oreos for myself God knows how long. My daughter still loves them. I'm kind of Oreoed out now. But when we started buying them for her, my wife and I realized we're eating about half of all of the contents. Because it's like, I haven't had Oreos in like 35 years. They taste exactly like you remember. And then you get the glass of milk. And I mean... it became a thing, man.
Yeah.
And you almost have to wean yourself off of it. I don't know if Dino Nuggets taste any better than normal chicken nuggets.
We did a taste test.
They're good, man.
They're very good.
Dino Nuggets are the bomb, man.
Well, they are. I mean, every once in a while, you find something that has just such a unique flavor and taste that it kind of transcends what it is.
Mm.
So,
like Dino Nuggets.
Dino Nuggets. And Chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. I mean, it's not the chicken capital of the world, but when you get those nuggets, you're like, man, that's a McDonald's nugget, and I love the taste of it.
You're right.
That's
different. What a lot of this list is stuff like that. I would say also, if you have friends with, like, younger kids, you forget. Like, you watch football at their house, and it's like, single-serve Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah,
single-serve, you know, or like,
my things were, like, Hunt's or Jello pudding mix. So my kids want a six-pack.
Oh, dude, those things are spectacular.
I
stole two, actually, from my kids. I did not. My wife bought them for something. They were going somewhere this summer. And so she bought, like, a 12-pack of them. And, like, I knew they were there. And at night, I kind of ignored them. But then one morning, before I came into work, I'm like, I'm going to take two of these. They were so,
man,
so good.
My kids also used to love applesauce. So individual little applesauce containers. And you don't think
I'm
much
okay
about applesauce. It's nice and cool.
Yeah.
It's like a great little snack. You forget.
I'm with you. I'm pro applesauce.
I am too, man.
Right? And again, you get them in those single servings, you're like, I got room for a little more applesauce.
Yeah, this ain't gonna kill me. It's actually not the worst snack,
like,
you can have.
The pre-wrapped cheddar slices. And I don't mean Kraft singles. I mean, it's just a little square of cheddar.
Yeah.
It's just individual, because kids aren't going to cut it. I realize, like, it doesn't taste any different than regular. We have a block of cheddar cheese sitting in the fridge. I would not take the knife and cut myself off a slice. But if I see the pre-sliced sitting in the package thing.
Well,
I'll rip them open.
Also, those little balls that came in like the net bag.
Yeah.
Baby bells.
Baby bells. Those are good too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, my friend's kid was always with them. Found out that it's basically like a Gouda.
My number one kid's food now that I'll never go back on as long as they're available is Uncrustables.
Yeah, man.
To me, that is.
It took you a while to get there.
It really did. but they're just great. I mean, if you need a snack when you're playing golf or whatever, those are the easiest thing to throw in the bag. You don't have to worry about them going bad. By the time you want to take a snack on the golf course, to reach in and they're ready to rock.
I think the saddest thing in my house, if you were to open where the breakfast cereals are, you will see a box of just plain Cheerios, not even Honey Nut, plain Cheerios, and you will see a massive bag, 2-pound bag, thank you, listener, of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh,
my kids eat the plain Cheerios. That is all.
See,
even
dude,
when we tried to upgrade
the
Honey Nut, they were like,
but
that's
normally what 1- and 2-year-olds eat.
To this day,
you get past that and you enter the Honey Nut realm.
No, they just like plain ass Cheerios.
I think it depends what you like as a kid. Like, I think Honey Nut Cheerios might be the best cereal ever made. But I have friends that are adults and I'm like, you still just eat plain Cheerios? Like, you're a psychopath. They love them.
You either like them or you don't.
I mean, look, it's like Goldfish. Now, Goldfish helped add an Old Bay and this and that.
Of course.
But I don't know, man. I used to hate on Goldfish. And you start, it's like, kids are leaving them. You're like, I'll have a couple.
That was my downfall.
I like these Goldfish.
Yeah.
You eat the ones you find in the car seats.
Right. Let's do a goal here. Let's try to get at least $1,000, if we could, in the next half hour.
All right.
For Kicks for Kids, okay? KISW.com. Click on the link. Donate what you can. We can get that number. And then we're going to be better off as far as hitting the overall number.
Yeah.
So the 400 kids will be able to have some new shoes as getting set for school. Okay, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. Easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy for the year has been Cody. It took him 10 questions to get one right. I think he's been our biggest dummy for about a month or two. But either way, when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. The last time that we did the poll, it was more about sounds that are annoying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So basically, you will never have to hear any of these sounds again. Even though they exist, you are just immune from hearing them. And your choices were the following. Leaf blowers. You also have speakerphone people. The reason for the poll, by the way, was Seattleites were trying to go to the city council or whatever to figure out a way to ban the megaphone preachers bothering everybody down at the stadiums during whatever event's going on, where they sit there with a bullhorn and scream at you. So they were also something that you could pick.
I was down there for 2 dates in a row watching that concert.
Yeah.
If there's one thing, right, left, whatever you're into, that unites this city, it's getting rid of those idiots.
Yeah.
Everybody was the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, like, I even said a lady in the ticket window, I'm like, that's got to kill you. She's like, you have no idea.
Oh, right. She's got to sit there all day.
You've never met a faith-based person that said, you know what, man, I was just down on my luck. Things weren't going great. I didn't really have any direction. I went to a Mariners game, and the megaphone preacher, he really made me realize that maybe I needed some change in my life.
Yeah.
That's when I found God.
Like earplugs.
No, it has nothing to do with freedom of speech or religion. Those people are just annoying.
Right. Oh, yeah. And finally would be the backup beeping that you get with the garbage trucks of the world on garbage day. Unfortunately for me, I live downtown on this element of it. And there's apartment pickup, there's residential pickup, and then there is commercial pickup. So I get them 3 days a week. They were there this morning. Same thing.
Yep.
4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. Because as far as the commercial stuff, they get there early. They back those things up. They roll them out. To God almighty. So we put the poll up. If you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, here's how the results came from last week's poll. Coming in fourth place, the one that annoys the hell out of me at 6%, that would be the backup beeping of any vehicle. So you said, well, that one doesn't annoy me as much.
It's annoying, but I accept it because they're doing something constructive.
Correct. In third place, with 8% of the vote, you said, hey, man, leaf blowers don't really affect me that much. Only 8% of you said, I don't want to hear that anymore.
Sure.
Depending on where you live. Here's where things get interesting. In the second spot is speakerphone people. People who talk, listen to videos, listen to music,
everything.
Watch television, have conversations with people in speaker mode. 42% of the vote.
There was a lady on the light rail Monday. I get on the light rail, and she's clearly listening to her speakerphone. She's listening to music. And I let it go one song, and I'm like, I'm going to say something. Because the reason I didn't say anything is because she was listening to Bark at the Moon from Oz.
All right, okay.
So
the second song you didn't like as much.
The second song was War Pigs. And then I said,
oh.
I'm not going to say she's clearly going down. Well,
that's going to be 8 yeah. minutes of you.
Oh, bro, it was great. She got off the same stop I did, but I did not say anything because it was Ozzy the whole time. So I'm like, okay, well, look, normally this would bother me, right. but I'm quietly rocking out.
42% of you said speakerphone people. I don't want to hear them anymore. Number one was megaphone preacher at 45%. So if you are a speaker person on your phone, just know that you are just as annoying as megaphone preacher.
No,
person.
Just a little less.
45% to
3%. Yeah.
So that's how annoying that is to people. You are in control of that.
Those top two, both in control.
You're not in control of the preachers on the megaphones, but you are in control of using your speakerphone in public.
Well, the preacher on the megaphone's in charge of the preacher on the megaphone. Because he's the preacher, he's got a megaphone.
But you would never go down there and do that. The regular everyday Joe will walk around and talk on speakerphone all throughout the office. So, you know, you can control that a little bit better than, you know, going down to the stadium. If I'm going down to the stadium, I want to get in.
Yeah.
None of those guys are ever trying to get a ticket.
That's a good point.
You know, they're not going to the games.
That would be wild.
Can you imagine
them rolling? Pops down next to you and it's like, oh, I'm one of those guys. You're like, okay. What?
I would like a Seattle dog. I did a Seattle dog, now you will go to hell.
That's right.
Please add relish and repent for your sins and a Bud Light, please.
I would yell at him the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Mariners, huh? Yeah. Is there anything you actually like?
Yeah.
This isn't annoying at all.
Right, yeah.
You know, they go to the gay pride stuff, you know, the parades and all that crap. Mm-hmm. They've never missed one. They're telling you how bad it is to be homosexual. They've never missed an event.
Right.
They've been to every one of them. They got every T-shirt.
What does that tell you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to 2 or 3, but I haven't been like all 20 years of me being here. They have.
Mm.
So what, you know, like, do you really hate gays that much?
Nope.
Because you go to all the events. Just saying. So our poll this week. We've got someone polled thousands of Americans to find out the most hated foods in America. Steve, you're going to like this because a lot of the stuff that you can't stand is on the list.
Yeah, because I'm right.
Not necessarily that bad, but there is a lot of hate for beets.
Well,
which I just don't like. Kale's on the list. That doesn't bother me as much. Okra, Brussels sprouts.
Okra, God.
Eggplants, olives make the list. Chitlins. People hate blue cheese.
They're wrong.
People either like oysters or they do not like oysters. I feel like more people like them here because it's something that we get. Caviar on the list. I'm not sure that I've ever had caviar.
I've had caviar. I don't like caviar.
I might have had it one time on a deviled egg.
I've had caviar. Same thing. It was a holiday. Somebody had a jar of it for something, but it's salt.
Yeah, you try it because you always hear about it, right? This is some highfalutin stuff, and I know it's expensive, and I was excited to try it, and I put it in my mouth. I'm like, it tastes like seawater.
Yeah. Squid is on the list. Now, I love calamari. I just like it when it's deep fried.
Right.
Deep fried and battered. I don't like the kind that's kind of sometimes a traditional Italian calamari will be like pan tossed without any of the breading.
Yeah, deep fried.
And it sucks. So what we did was we took the top 4 most hated foods in America and we put them on this list. So the idea is you're going to have to incorporate a way to eat one of these every day for a year.
All right.
So however you fix it into your meal, however you do it, if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Smoothie.
You're just required to eat one portion of this meal. And we start with the number one thing that people hate, anchovies.
Oh, I could do that. I like anchovies.
56% of Americans cannot stand anchovies.
Really?
I buy them by the truckload.
Yeah, I actually thought the percentage would be higher.
I love them.
Yeah.
They got, and I know you hate that. What are those little balls?
Capers.
Capers.
Yeah, they suck.
They have them wrapped in capers.
Ew, man.
Is somebody messing with us here, by the way, at work?
What do you mean?
There's been a jar of capers in that fridge for like 2 weeks.
You know why? Because they're capers.
I know, but we went on the air a couple weeks ago and said, me and you were like, they suck.
Now they're here.
Now they're here. I'm like, is somebody just messing with us?
See, I don't mind.
Maybe. I don't mind. Please take the jar home.
Second, 55%. Actually, this one had the highest hate rating, but it was not enough to overcome anchovies. That would be liver. So liver is the most hated food in the United States.
Well, apparently, if you eat it raw, it makes you insane.
Oh, kidding.
Everybody's doing it.
Are they?
Are you sure everyone's doing it?
They're just doing the steroids?
Who is everyone?
I was going to say, you juiced up idiot.
Mm-hmm. Guy tried to mess around with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's the liver king.
Yeah, liver king. Sardines are third, as over half the population hates sardines.
I'm fine with sardines.
If I'm going to have sardines, there's 2 ways you can get them. You can get them in oil or you can get them in mustard.
Get them in mustard.
I always preferred the mustard.
Yeah.
I just thought it was better flavor. Sardines don't bother me as much. And number 4 is tofu.
I can't hate tofu because it doesn't taste like anything.
But it is
pointless to me. But like tofu, to me, tofu is like chicken. Like if you just eat it on its own, you don't know what's in your mouth. If you add something, that's roughly what it's going to taste like, right?
So our poll, and if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, you can vote now. Eat one every day for a year, somehow, into any meal. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu. We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy right after these.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
5 minutes left on the hour. Worth about $300 short of what we said.
Come on.
So please go to KISW.com. Kicks for Kids Day. As we help the kids at Mary's Place get a brand new pair of shoes as they go back to school. KISW.com. Let's get that done. Okay, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
He's obviously very bright. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Steven, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm always sober, sir.
All right, Steven, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, the men's room poll. You're going to eat one every day for a year. The choices, anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu.
While you're on commercial break, I looked up recipes for anchovies, and most of them do mixed with pasta. They just come out pretty good, so I think I'll do anchovies.
Okay. I agree.
Anchovies it is. Well, Ted and I were saying that our favorite salad is obviously the Caesar salad.
It's made with anchovies and dressing.
That would be the easy way in on that.
Well, for you, I would do the pasta.
All right. Yeah. I'm with Miles, though. I could eat sardines with a Caesar salad every day.
Oh. Wait, sardines or anchovies?
Anchovies.
Anchovies.
I get my small fish confused.
But I feel like if you like one, you probably like the other one.
If you ever go to Spanish Tapas, they have grilled sardines. They're about 7-8 inches.
God, they're good, man.
It's almost like a...
It's so good.
It's almost like a whole grilled trout, but just smaller and more delicious.
And saltier.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
You ever just eat them straight out of the can? My father used to eat them just straight out of the can. That and being the sausages, man.
Well, you can actually eat those bones.
I know.
You can put the whole thing on a saltine cracker and just...
But as a kid, it freaked me out. Because they said, don't eat fish bones. And I look, he's like, try a sardine. I'm like, I can't eat the bones. He's like, you can eat these bones. I'm like, not doing it.
Yeah, he ate those out of the can. And then he used to get a can of frozen strawberries. And really? He would just... eat them like ice cream.
Huh.
My daughter's in the frozen strawberries.
Yeah, and it was like a weird, it was like almost like a Spam can.
Yeah. And my daughter, she's got a bag of them in the freezer and just, that's her snack to eat when she's trying to figure out what to eat. But she'll open that bag, man. I'm like, what is that? Because to me, it just looked like bloody organs. I couldn't tell from the distance. She's like, the frozen strawberries. I'm like, what's wrong with the strawberries in the refrigerator? She's like, well, those are regular strawberries. I want frozen strawberries. I'm like, all right, man, you do you. I don't get it.
Yep. Remember, a little sour cream with some brown sugar.
I said, make sure you add the sugar. That is key.
Yeah, dip your strawberry in that.
All right, Steven, here's your question.
It's good. I shouldn't say it threatening.
It is. Yeah, you do a bad sales pitch on food. Eat this effing steak.
Dip your strawberry in that, dude.
All right, Steven, it is Kicks for Kids Day. So the first question I'm going to ask you relates to the world of shoes. So a woman by the name of Carolyn Davidson, she was a design student, and she is credited with creating the Nike Swoosh back in 1971. Multiple choice, how much was she paid to create the Nike Swoosh? Absolutely nothing. $10, $21, or $35? So nothing, $10, $21, or $35.
I'm going to go absolutely nothing.
That would have been my guess as well.
$35.
Yeah.
There was a caveat to that, though.
What's that?
So she was at the University of Oregon.
Makes sense.
And she created this logo as part of a class project.
Okay.
So basically, she was in design school.
Was it for Nike or just part of a class project?
They came
project?
In and said, you know who Nike is.
Yeah.
We want you guys to come up with a mock logo for their brand.
Okay.
So it was an assignment for the entire class. So hers was picked. So she then got hired when she graduated by Nike.
Oh, nice.
And in 1983, they gave her a gold ring and then, quote, stocks that have never been brought up.
She's fine. Okay.
For the shoe company that she worked for. So they gave her something later on. But, I mean, initially.
Yeah, 35 bucks.
35 bucks, which was still a lot of money in 1971.
Yeah. And then stocks.
I can hear it.
We're distracted by the Blue Angels. All right.
I can hear it in my headphones.
Your question.
Yeah, Jesus.
The Dean Dome is a sports venue for what university? I know you know, Tim. The Dean Dome is a sports venue for what university?
It has a link to maybe the most famous tennis shoe in the world.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Looking for a team, you said?
University. What university plays at the Dean Dome? It would help if you know who Dean is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's thinking that. It would help if I knew who Dean was.
I'm going to take a wild stab at everybody's least favorite, University of Ohio.
That's not a terrible guess if you're just going for big schools.
It's North Carolina.
Which is where Michael Jordan went. And then, obviously, there are the Jordan tennis shoes, hence the link. See, you're still kicking in for Kicks for Kids.
Got it,
still
man.
Makes a shoe link.
By the way, for the record, Dean Smith, no relation.
I was going to ask.
I know.
I'm lying. All right.
Glad you liked it.
Your question. What game was invented when Winnie the Pooh accidentally dropped a pine cone off of a bridge?
Why can't I think of a freaking? I don't know. I was just kind of wild stupid guess. Cornhole.
That's gonna be my guess. Stephen,
really? Are you gonna jump in?
Cornhole. It's a game called Pooh Sticks.
Oh,
Pooh Sticks.
Do you guys know why they call it cornhole? I just found this out the other day.
I don't.
You have any idea, Ted?
Because it's in the shape of a thing you could pull your corn through and decob it.
Believe it or not. Because it's from Ohio and the Indiana area.
All right.
When they first started playing cornhole, the bags themselves...
Full of corn kernels.
...were made by people's mothers. They sewed in the corn kernels...
That makes sense. Okay.
...to the bags. So I was like, that makes sense.
I thought it was because the loser got sodomized. All right. Your next question. Based on Winnie the Pooh's obviously massive ego, what sport would be named Naismith Ball based on its creator, James Naismith?
Baseball?
Basketball.
Oh, damn it. That was going to be the next guy. I'm sorry, disappointing you, Ted.
That's all right, man.
He's just asking questions in my wheelhouse. Besides poo sticks.
All right. Yeah, you don't know poo sticks. All right, you probably got this one. You might have this one. All right. So we're sticking with Winnie the Pooh. Based on Winnie the Pooh's obviously massive ego that he has to name his game Poo Sticks, what soft drink would be named Pemberton Soda? Based on its inventor, John Pemberton.
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, is it Mr. Pibb?
Coca-Cola.
Oh. Oh. Well, no.
I knew.
I was going by the name. I was going to say that or Pepsi.
Pemberton.
Some with a P.
All right, your question, Stephen. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull were both born in what U.S. state?
Is it South Dakota?
Boom! There you go, man.
Nice.
He doesn't know poo sticks, but he knew South Dakota. You should feel good about that.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Ladies of the night.
Hola. Hola.
Oh, Cody. Like Mike's wife.
Come on, man. Good callback. I was about to just dip in here. Quick little update now that we've passed the 3 o'clock mark. Kicks for Kids total is currently sitting at $16,625 of that $20,000.
Okay, we got it. Nice job. All right, let's see here, Cody. Our men's room poll, you're going to eat one every day for a year. You taking anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
I'll take tofu.
Tofu.
I completely understand that because, again, it's versatile. Mm-hmm. Whatever you put it with, that's what it tastes
like. Cody, I forgot to ask you if you were sober or not sober.
I am sober.
Okay.
Man, everyone who's sober sounds depressed that they're sober. You ever notice?
Well, we're sober,
I'm sober.
It's Kicks for Kids Day. Time to drink.
I know. No, that's how kids are made.
Yeah, Castle, bring in the beer.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Your question, who was the first woman to win the Nobel Prize back in 1908?
Just a regular Nobel Prize?
Just the, I'll put it this way. She died of radiation poisoning. So whatever would lead you to that, I'm sure it's a Nobel Prize in that. I'll say her and her husband, I believe, that a lot of stuff, radioactive elements, and did not realize exactly how toxic they are. But before she died, she did win the Nobel Prize.
Not my wheelhouse, but I'll guess Mrs. Tesla.
Nuclear physics? Marie Curie. Oh, that's her name.
Oh, yeah.
I think she may have won two Nobel Prizes. I'm not 100% on that, but it eventually died of radiation.
It was very noble of her.
I just get her confused with Miles and I's lady.
Miles and yours is lady.
That makes the Popeyes.
Nobel Prize of baking. Yes.
Hey, she's got a great product.
she really does, man. I mean, you're not wrong.
I don't know, man. Claim Jumper gives her a run for the money.
That's fair. Yep. That's fair, but I feel like she was first, man. All right, your question. The Galapagos Islands are part of what country?
Oh. What country? Galapagos Islands. Australia?
Other side of the world?
Chile.
Nope. A little bit north? I believe it's north.
Argentina.
Ecuador.
Damn it.
Ecuador.
Do you ask us that one every few weeks?
What? Marie Curie?
No, about the Galapagos Island. I feel like it's like
it's about,
every time you ask, it's like the capital of Kentucky. I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, so it used to be the capital of Kentucky, which I almost did this week. Then I'm like, no, I'm going to give it a rest. Because honestly, it's Lexington?
Frankfurt.
God damn, man. Frankfurt.
You beat it into our head.
I know, but there's something about, like, it just doesn't
matter.
It's
not Lexington or Louisville. That's all you need to know. It's something else.
Okay, you know, I got to think German. Just think German.
Yeah.
You go Frank.
Think about a Frank.
But it's I've asked that question probably 12 times since we've been doing Big Dummy, and I still don't personally remember. It just means nothing to me. I don't know why.
I mean, Kentucky really only has three places.
I know Lexington, I know
Louisville, and Frankfort.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's Pikeville.
So three.
Three.
All right.
Your question. Also up-and-coming metropolis, I'm sure.
Yes, the up-and-coming metropolises of Pikeville. Kentucky. What was the name of the hotel in the movie The Shining?
Yeah.
Is that located in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. And is that the actual name of it?
To some degree. So there's the
exterior.
There's the exterior. There's the Colorado, and then there's the Oregon connection. So there's an Oregon connection on the one on Mount Hood. And I'm not sure what that is.
But was that the inside or outside?
That's what I'm saying. There's two locations somehow.
Okay.
I don't know which is which.
No clue, but I'm going to say Blockbuster because of Oregon.
Blockbuster, I dig it. The Overlook. Quick question. Mike, you're a Stephen King fan.
Yes.
I just read something about the book, The Stand. Is it worth reading?
It is considered one of his best books. I did get all the way through it. It was a good read. Not my favorite of his works, but I also really, really like his works.
That's one about the paraplegic, right?
Yeah, The Stand.
Yeah. It says here, the Timberland Lodge on Mount Hood was used for the exterior shots of the Overlook. Interiors and some exterior shots, including those of the hedge maze, were filmed in England.
Ooh,
additionally, aerial shots of Glacier National Park, Montana, were used for the opening scene.
It's amazing to me how much money Hollywood spends on movies for something that seems reasonably simple. Like, all right, the outside of the hotel is going to be in Oregon. Guys, then we're going to fly to England to do the interior of the hotel that we just told everyone that's the exterior of. And then we're going to go to Montana for snow.
And then, Miles, it was inspired by the Stanley Hotel in Colorado.
Okay. Ah, okay. All right, your question. What do the letters SCTV stand for in the world of comedy? SCTV.
SCTV.
SCTV. Mm-hmm.
Basically, everyone that came from Canada
and
ended up on Saturday Night Live went through this troupe in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the better Canadian.
And it's one of Chicago's nicknames.
Comedians.
Oh, yeah. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Good hint.
I want to say Amy Poehler went through there.
Farley.
Farley went through there.
Martin Short.
All the dark.
Jim Belushi. I'm sorry. Dan Aykroyd. Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on.
I've watched Dark Side of Comedy. I should know this.
A great show.
You've probably heard
Eugene
of it.
Eugene Levy. Rick Moranis.
Moranis.
Doggone
it, Miles.
Rick Moranis.
I don't know.
I think his brother's name was Rip.
It is.
No.
Second City Television.
Rip Moranis.
So Second City is one of the bigger comedy troupes here in the U.S. They have a couple of locations, but the one in Chicago is huge. So a lot of the writers, even more than performers, tend to go through there.
Cody, question five.
Question number five. Who plays Mulder on The X-Files and Hank Moody on Californication?
David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
There you go. Yes, indeed.
Go to KISW.com now is our annual Kicks for Kids campaign benefiting the kids at Mary's Place. I want to say we hit that $1,000.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So we got a new hour, and we're still short of the grand total. So if you please could give anything, $5, $10, $100, whatever you have, we're going to try to hit that goal before the end of the show. You guys are doing a hell of a job. Hopefully we can get there, and then maybe a little bit more on top. And more Big Dummy coming up next.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.